This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Indian Coast Guard ship Sachet has rescued six fishermen from the distressed Indian Fishing Boat or IFB Manchu Matha in a maritime search and rescue operation off the coast of Mengaluru. In a social media post, ICG said that all the survivors were rescued using remote-operated life buoys after IFB Manchu Matha suffered hull damage and flooding in rough seas yesterday. ICG added that survivors are being brought to New Mangalore for aid and handover to local authorities. The Ministry of Defence said that the operation stands as a testament to the Indian Coast Guard's unwavering commitment to safeguarding life at sea. The Special Intensive Revision (SIR) of electoral rolls has begun in Delhi, Karnataka, Meghalaya, Maharashtra and Jharkhand today. As part of the exercise, in Delhi over 13,000 booth-level officers or BLOs will visit every household till the 29th of next month to distribute pre-printed enumeration forms in duplicate to all existing electors for verification and updation of electoral rolls. Addressing media, Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi Ashok Kumar said that claims and objections can be filed from the 5th of August to the 4th of September. The final electoral roll will be published on the 7th of October. Eurobank has launched the UPI-based remittance service for cross-border transfers from Greece to India, enabling Indian customers to transfer money almost instantly at minimal costs. The initiative is part of the bank's strategic collaboration with the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, International Payments Limited. In a social media post, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that the inauguration of services at the Eurobank marks another important milestone in the global expansion of India's digital payment ecosystem. India has reaffirmed its strong support for the Financial Action Task Force, describing it as an indispensable pillar of the global fight against terrorism, against terror financing and money laundering. The statement came after Pakistan criticized the FATF following the neighboring country's placement on the organization's grey list for increased monitoring. Speaking at a UN event on the sidelines of Counter-Terrorism Week, India's permanent representative to the UN, P. Harish, said, "Attempts to question FATF's credibility reflect fear of scrutiny rather than genuine concerns." He said countries receiving adverse FATF assessments should address identified deficiencies and strengthen action against terror financing. General Dheeraj Seth today took charge as the 31st Chief of the Army Staff from General Upendra Dwivedi, who superannuated after more than four decades of distinguished service to the nation. General Seth is an alumnus of the National Defence Academy, Pune. He has a distinguished military career spanning nearly four decades. On the occasion of Hul Divas today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to Sidhu Kanhu, Chand Bhairav, Phulo Jano and all the brave tribal warriors who stood firm against the injustice of foreign rule. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Hul Divas is a powerful symbol of the extraordinary courage and unwavering spirit of tribal communities who laid down their lives for the motherland. Afghanistan's permanent mission to the UN has strongly condemned the Pakistani airstrikes in the provinces of Paktia, Paktika and Kunar, which killed 36 civilians and injured over 160, including women and children. The mission called on Pakistan to immediately halt all military strikes on Afghan territory and ensure full accountability for alleged violations of international law. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended the final trading session of the quarter around 0.3% lower. Sensex fell 250 points to close at 76,479, while Nifty lost 81 points to settle at 23,866. However, the broader market on the National Stock Exchange entered in positive territory. Three more teams have bowed out of the 2026 FIFA World Cup after the opening round of 32 matches. Morocco, Brazil and Paraguay booked their places in the round of 16 with victories over the Netherlands, Japan and Germany. And IMD issued an orange-colored warning for very heavy rainfall over parts of UP, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa for the next 2 days. Similar conditions are also expected over parts of Sikkim and the Northeast. And that is the end of this news bulletin.